Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters, distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Jesus' resurrection from the dead really a big deal? I carefully chose the title question for today's message with the present tense is and not the past tense was. There is no doubt that according to Scripture, Jesus' resurrection from the dead was a huge deal. He appeared to over 500 people. Reactions ranged from amazement, awe, fear, shock, bewilderment, to skepticism and doubt. Clearly, though, it was a big deal. It forever changed the world. My question is this: is it still a big deal today? Imagine for a moment being present in a prison to witness the execution of a prisoner. Imagine seeing the doctor pronounce this prisoner dead. Imagine watching the family of the deceased burying their dead relative. What would your reaction be if 3 days later, this prisoner, whom you watched being executed and buried, not only miraculously rose from the dead, but appeared and spoke with many people? Today, this resurrected person would be interviewed on every talk show and would be the subject of every newscast. A new blockbuster movie about this event would take the nation by storm. It would be a big deal. People would be talking about it everywhere. That is exactly how the reaction was immediately following Jesus' resurrection. Has the storyline of his resurrection lost its wow factor in our modern world? Has his resurrection become old news? Are we talking about it every chance we get? In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 17, Paul wrote, "And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is in vain. You are still in your sins." The resurrection is a big deal. If Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead, our faith is in vain. If he did rise from the dead, we should never stop talking about it. The reality of his resurrection should consume us. Through his death and resurrection, Jesus, our Messiah, triumphed over death. He fulfilled the Old Testament prophecies. He took our sins to the grave. He opened the gates of heaven. Has there ever been bigger news in the history of man? Ancient Hebrew scripture foretold the spectacular day of Jesus' resurrection. Quote, "Many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, others to reproach and everlasting disgrace. But those with insight shall shine brightly like the splendor of the firmament, and those who lead the many to justice shall be like the stars forever." We read this in Daniel 12, verses 2 and 3. Paul stated emphatically in Romans 1, verse 4, that it was through his resurrection that Jesus declared to the world that he was in fact the Son of God. Through his resurrection, Jesus proved everything he had said was true. Through his resurrection, he not only proved his power over death, but he assured us of our life after death. How can we ever tire of telling this story? Yet for some reason, we do. Let's never shy away from the opportunity to proclaim this truth. Quote, "There is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under the heaven given to the human race by which we are saved," end quote, from Acts 4, verse 12. Having just celebrated Easter, let's find a new resolve to proclaim his name with boldness and strength, and let's tell the world about the power of the resurrection. One day, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Until that wonderful and glorious day comes, let's go forth with a renewed excitement to proclaim the truth of our risen Lord to all who will listen. Christ is risen. Yes, indeed, he is raised from the dead. We must never take this lightly or for granted. Rising from the dead is a really big deal. It is the biggest deal in human history. Alleluia. Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, I believe with all of my heart, soul, and being that your Son, Jesus the Lord, rose from the dead. Give me the courage to share this good news with everyone I meet. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.